This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. The last couple of years, spring came early in terms of warm temperatures and bud break. Then we had a freeze, which nipped some of those buds. 2018 is a different story. Coming out of a cold winter, many of us have still been experiencing below normal temperatures. In fact, the Old Farmer's Almanac is predicting April temperatures to be just below normal and precipitation just above normal. Check your budding trees and shrubs. If you have younger plants that are not as well established, it's important to keep an eye on them. Fruit trees and shrubs are always the ones we worry about most because everyone loves fruit pie, and you don't get fruit pie without those buds. There are varying temperatures and stages of when bud freeze will occur on fruits, so it also depends on when buds of fruit start showing. A tight strawberry bud can tolerate temperatures down to 22 degrees. As the bud begins to open and approaches a popcorn stage, the critical temperature rises to 26.5. The fruit's critical temperature is 28, and the flower itself is most sensitive, with its critical temperature being 30. Deciduous fruit trees follow a similar pattern, although the temperatures will not be exactly the same. I have a link from GardenBite.com to more bud freeze thresholds on fruit trees. Microclimates in your own yards can make a difference. Large bodies of water, moderate air temperatures, and urban areas with buildings and pavement act as heat sinks that can radiate heat back at night. Check out GardenBite.com for more information on our temperature fluctuations. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.